First grant request is from the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary.
I apologize, not talking.
Yes, Council Manic, $250 each, $500 total in February 06 for a different type of program, but still to the Rotary.
I think it's I'll make a motion, $250 from Bass and $250 for myself.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to give $250 from each of the Council Medic to the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary for their festival and advertising. Questions being none. Mr. Cole's out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, we should have got Mr. Cole to get some too.
Not too late. We can amend it.
The next grant's the Friends of the...
Hold on,
I'm sorry.
You voted yes, I presume?
Yes.
Yes, motion will carry.
And which one, Council Medic?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll be running by you, buddy.
The next one is the Friends of the Millsboro Public Library, and I normally make a contribution to that out of my Council Medic fund. I'd like to make a motion that $500 goes to the Friends of the Millsboro Public Library.
I'll second that.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to give $500 from Mr. Phillips, Council Medic, to the Friends of the Public Library of Millsboro for their annual gala sponsorship. Mr. Cole is not back in the room yet. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. The next one's mine. I would... That's mine and Mr. Phillips. I don't know if you want to do anything, but I would... I'm going to give... I'd like to give $5,000 for my capital improvements. You want to match it?
No.
I'm only being facetious.
You're planting turf.
You got more little legs than I've got. But I would like to give them $5,000, which will, same as I did for Nanticoke.
Besides Mr. Phillips' name to the bottom.
I got $1,000 in my community improvement account.
You want to do $1,000?
No.
For Laura Little League. And Mr. Duke's $5,000?
Yes. Somebody make that motion, please?
So moved.
I got a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by...
Butch.
Seconded by Mr. Rogers, to give $5,000 for my capital improvements and $1,000 for Mr. Phillips. Mr. Cole's not back in the room yet. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Florida Fire Department, what do you want to do?
How much they want?
$10,000. Want to get $500 each?
Sure.
You probably got a kid there, ain't you?
They're hurting you guys, Josh.
Can you what?
Can this go from community improvement?
Would this be community improvement? What this is, Laurel Fire Department is putting on another fire policeman, and this is for equipment, for equipping him. Is that?
Yes, we could use that.
Is that fine line? You think that would work?
We could use it for community improvement.
Outfit
a fire policeman.
Yeah.
To the cost of $10,000, I think it takes to outfit one. Isn't that what the letter says?
That's what they're saying, but we're not going to outfit him all the way. We're just going to buy him socks. That's fine.
$1,000 from Mr. Dukes and $1,000 from Mr. Phillips in the community improvement account for the Laurel Fire Department.
Just going to buy him socks. I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones, to give $1,000 for mine and $1,000 for Mr. Phillips' community improvement of Laurel Fire Company for outfitting a fire policeman. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Proposed ordinance is Mr. Griffin.
There are none.
Additional business? There are none.
Mr. Kramer.
Better come quick. We got to get out of here.
It's too late. Move by.
My motion adjourned.
We got it.
My name is Dan Kramer. I'll tell you what. I want to know why in the world are you guys spending money for land preservation from the character that owns the land ain't even here? And on top of that, he can harvest the trees. What? I tell you what, stop that stupid.
We're just buying easement, Mr. Kramer.
It's my
We're just buying the easement. We're not buying the
property.
That's
my whole argument. Why aren't you just telling them to shove off? If you want to grow the money, buy the land.
People like open space. They like to ride down the road and see no houses there.
That's our tax dollars that you're blowing for nothing. He's still using his land, and he's getting away with it, and he's harvesting a tree, well, and then he ends up living there.
He's got 134 acres in woods and 15 in...
And he lives out of state. Tail.
Right now.
If he lived here, that'd be a little bit different.
Well, he might build a house here.
Well, then, as far as I'm concerned, he ought to never live here.
It's recommended by the land trust. Those meetings
are... You know what?
Those meetings are an open process. You're welcome to come.
I don't give a
shit.
It's
not
about the land trust. As far as I'm concerned, they're a bunch of crooks.
Sure they are.
Yeah. Thank you for your comments, Mr. Kramer. Additional business.
Yes, I would like to ask the council just to give them a heads up. I was going to ask Mr. Baker to put on the agenda next week a discussion about local law enforcement grants. Right now, we give a flat $25,000 to each local law agency per the recommendation of their chief of police. It seems like it may be appropriate this time to start looking at a formula that would maybe base that amount on a criteria, whether it's population, existing or future growth of the population based on the transfer taxes, based on the building permits issued. I'm not sure, but I was just hoping that we could have maybe a 10, 15 minute discussion next week.
Our budget committee, I guess, first has to determine if we're going to do that next year, if we're going to have money to do that. That'd be the first thing we'd discuss. But Mr. Phillips just asked me, sitting here, and I think there's a more equitable way we can do it. I'm sure we'll not get cooperation or full blessings from some of the smaller towns that get the same, but it's not fair for to give a town that maybe has one police officer the same as we give a town that's got 15 or 20. But it's something
Remember, with the fire companies, we give them all pretty much the same up until a certain threshold, and that was a big controversy because we didn't give it to them as their need.
Mr. Phillips is just asking permission to have Mr. Baker
put
on the agenda. Let's discuss it. You know, maybe you guys will kill it. Maybe you'll accept it.
But a police car costs the same whether you're a big town or a little town.
That's correct.
Guns
and bullets and all that.
But you don't need as many for a small town that's only got one policeman as you do a town that's got 20 or 30 policemen.
I agree with that, too.
Okay, that's all.
So discussion
could you
only.
Give us a couple weeks to...
Oh, you want to do it in 2 weeks then?
Let's just flush some ideas out next week, babe. You don't have to get too much research going.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it will still depend on whether we're going to do it in the budget or not.
Right.
Might save you some trouble if we shoot it.
Okay. In a motion to adjourn, we have a opening of the profile of the Sussex County profile at Sussex Pines at 12 o'clock. Have a motion to second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? So carried.
Cut it off, Robert.